Hey guys, I'm coming off of a weekend where I am brimming with ideas. We just spent 1.5 days out in North Carolina. It's about a 3-hour drive from Richmond, Virginia. We love going to the Outer Banks. So beautiful. We have specific places we love to eat. We have this certain resort that we like to stay at. Although I will say this was probably the last time we'll stay there. That's a story for another day. But we enjoyed it and it was a pleasant experience. Well, on Saturday afternoon, I got 2 hours to myself, which, as you know, that is gold, to sit out in the lobby that overlooked the ocean and do whatever I wanted to do. I ended up, as you know, working. There's so many times where I have non-revenue generating tasks that I'm like, oh, I'll save it for later. And you know what? What's better than working on a Saturday next to the ocean while your kids are watching a movie and it's 30 degrees outside and you're not going to go out there anyways? So there I sat next to the fire working. And as I'm click-clacking away and doing my own thing, I'm hearing people filter in and out of the lobby. They're coming in, they're checking in. And do you want to know what happened to every single person that got checked in that entire 2-hour span? Which there were probably only about 4 or 5 guests that checked in. So not a ton. Because remember, it's 30 degrees in January at the beach. Not a lot of people are coming. However, every single person that checked in got a room upgrade. Every single one of them. The conversation went something like this. A couple would walk in to the lobby and the woman at the desk would say, oh, hello, welcome to the Sanderling. And the couple would walk up and they'd say, hi, yes, we're checking in. Last name is McMahon. And she'd say, great, can I have your driver's license and credit card for incidentals? By the way, have you been here before? And they would start chit-chatting. Well, as they're chit-chatting and she's checking them in, she'd say, oh, well, it looks like you guys have been automatically upgraded from a Premium King Sound View to a Premium Key Ocean View, a Premium King Ocean View room. And the couple would say, oh my goodness, that is just so wonderful. Thank you so much. And then the woman would say, of course, it's our pleasure. I also wanted you to know that you will no longer find water bottles inside of your rooms because we are trying to save the ocean, cut back on plastic. However, we have these complimentary water bottles for you. And she would pull out their signature orange colored water bottle that's stainless steel with the Sanderling Resort written on it. And the couple would say, oh, this is so wonderful. And the woman would say, yes, there's a refill station right across the hall from your room. And they'd say, oh, this is just great. Thank you so much. About 20 minutes later, another couple would walk in. And the woman at the desk would say, hello, welcome to the Sanderling. And the couple would walk up and say, hi, yes, checking in for Smith. We're a little bit early, but I hope that's okay. In fact, they were 3 hours early from check-in. And the woman would say, oh, that's no problem at all. Let me have your driver's license and credit card for incidentals and we'll get you all checked in. So they, you know, typing away on our computer. Oh, it looks like you all have been upgraded to our suite, which will give you a little bit more room this weekend. And the couple would say, oh my goodness, that's wonderful. Well, you know how it goes. Then they got their free complimentary water bottles and where the refilling station is. And everybody was so happy. And I sat there listening to every single person get a room upgrade. Every single one of them. In case you were wondering, no, we didn't get a room upgrade. And if we weren't traveling with kids, I probably would have marched down and been like, excuse me, where's my room upgrade? But we were leaving that day anyways. But here's the thing. It gave me so many ideas for how to apply this to our own business that I literally wrote them all down on my tablet and I wanted to come talk to you about them. Everyone loves an upgrade. Everyone. Not a single one of those people said, you know what? I'd rather not look at the ocean. I'd rather look at the parking lot. Could you downgrade me? Like nobody said that. So how can we apply this? How can we know that people love perks and offer them perks? Well, I'm going to give you a bunch of different examples. Okay. So let's go through some different strategies. One, if you are running an online course and you maybe have a few people purchasing per month, or maybe not even a few people, maybe just like one is purchasing per month. Wherever you are, if you are purchasing an online course that's not really getting a lot of action, I want you to upgrade. Just give me a challenge for a month and I want you to upgrade every single one of them. This is what I want you to do. I want you to email them after they purchase, maybe like 24 hours, 48 hours. Don't be creepy. Like the moment that they purchase, you upgrade them. But a little bit after they purchase, I want you to email them and thank them personally for entrusting, this is my favorite phrase, by the way. Thank you for entrusting me with your child's sleep. That's what I always say. Thank you for entrusting me with your child's sleep. I wanted you to know that this month you've been upgraded to my baby course with phone support. And I'd love to extend this offer to you if you would like to have a complimentary 30-minute phone call at any time over the next month while you work through my sleep course. It's yours. Schedule it and I can't wait to catch up with you. Yes, upgrade them. Give them a phone call. Do you want to know why this is so helpful? For one, it is so helpful because they're going to feel so special that they've been upgraded. They get a free phone call, and then they're going to feel even better because they have like a sigh of relief, like, okay, I'm not doing this by myself. Like they wanted to, that's what they could afford was their course. So they're going to go do this, but then they get to actually talk to you. That's awesome. But it's also a win-win for you because not only do you have someone buying your course, which is a win, but even bigger win, you get to talk to them on the phone. Yeah, it's just as exciting. They are so excited to talk to you because they're going to get their sleep questions answered. You are going to be equally as excited to talk to them and get to know them because on that phone call, you're going to ask them, well, how did you hear about me? And you can ask them questions about, well, hey, my course has been out for just a few months. I'd love to know, were you left with any questions? Was there anything about the experience that maybe you would like to see differently? This is your opportunity to get intel to make your course better. In fact, like if anything, you should be paying them to get this kind of information, but you're not. You're giving them a free phone call and they are going to be just as psyched as you are to be able to talk to each other on the phone. So that's a great way to offer an upgrade. Maybe it's something like this. Maybe you have a course and you also have a Facebook group that goes along with it. And you can say something like, hey, I see that you've purchased my course. I have a free Facebook group that goes along with the course. And inside of it are families who have already participated or past clients. And again, you change this however you want. But you could say, I'd love to invite you into that Facebook group, which normally is for my one-on-one clients. And inside there, I'm going to go ahead and do a live this week. I'd love to answer your questions. Upgrade them. Give them a little boost. So what if they weren't your full one-on-one client? They were a course client. They're still a family that you've served. And so it would be awesome to have them inside of there so they can be with other people who know the full experience of you and who really also sold out on you so that they can see the power of what you do. So if you have a course, there are so many different creative ways that I know you could figure out how to upgrade them, whether that's giving them a phone call or letting them into your Facebook group or reaching out and offering to answer a few questions to help them get started. Whatever it is, they're going to love that. And in turn, you're going to get some really valuable intel about your course. Now, what if you're doing one-on-ones? How in the world could you upgrade your one-on-ones? Well, I've got some creative solutions for you. If you are in a time and a season where things are a little bit slow, like, you know, we all go through these seasons. You maybe just have one or two clients or at least maybe you don't have any clients and you're kind of enjoying it right now. Like, yeah, I'm good. One client is fine. Whatever season you're in and you don't have a full load and you feel like you could give a little bit more, then lean into that and give a little bit more. I'm not forcing you to, by the way. If you're not feeling it, don't do it. But if you are feeling it, then upgrade them. So let's say someone goes to your website and they click buy now on your basic package and you know your workflow starts kicking in, it starts sending them the questionnaire and the scheduler and all that stuff. Well, within 24 hours, send them an email and say, hey, I just have been reading through your questionnaire and I've actually gone ahead and upgraded you to my premium package because I can really tell that, you know what, tech support, you would really value that. So I'd like to go ahead and just grant that to you, grant access to you for that. And maybe it's for the full time or maybe it's for two nights. I don't know. You decide that. But however your capacity is, upgrading your clients is a great way to win them over. They've already decided to give you money, but when you decide to give them more than they bought, you are giving them so much more reason to celebrate and get excited to start with you. So no, it doesn't have to be like tech support for the full 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It could be, hey, based off your questionnaire and just based off your questions here, I'd like to go ahead and upgrade you to a few nights of tech support. Early on with Little Z's, I did this and I loved saying it on the Zoom call. So over, again, I know we all do things slightly different, but I hope that you're delivering your sleep presentation when you have your one-on-one clients. I hope that you're delivering that over Zoom, over a video chat, because you're going to get to know them so much better. Not just a phone call, but a video chat where you get to physically see them. And I remember saying at the very end, hey, by the way, I would like to go ahead and offer you two nights of complimentary text messaging during the nighttime between, I would say something like between 7 and 9, you can text me your questions, which gives me boundaries because I'm going to bed. But also it gave me the opportunity to learn more about them and to learn how to support families in that moment. So If you're in a season where you can give that, consider it. Maybe it's just two nights. Maybe it's for the entire 2 weeks. Whatever you can do, I would highly consider upgrading them. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do this if someone gets a discovery call, because I gave the example of they go to your website and click buy now. Even if you do a discovery call and they book through you and all that good stuff, and you get on the consult with them, that's another great time to do that same upgrade. So upgrading your one-on-one clients, whether it's for just a few nights of the next level of support or the full amount of support, whatever you're looking for is fine. Another great way to do this too, this is actually a great option for your one-on-one businesses out there where, you know what, you are at capacity. You have hit max, like you cannot give anyone else more tech support, but maybe, just maybe, you could check on their log and give them comments. Maybe you don't normally do that. I know for me, I never guaranteed that. I would actually lean in and say that if part of your package, because I've seen this before, if part of your package on your website says daily sleep tracking, that better mean that you are daily checking it and talking to them. Because to me, when you say daily sleep tracking, that means that you are tracking with them. You're going to be coaching them through that. That doesn't mean that you're just looking at it, not doing anything. So I used to say daily sleep tracking and I would make comments, but then I got to a time where I was like, no, I can't do that anymore. So instead, I would just tell them on the consult that they're going to keep track on Google Sheets and I will look at it before our call to jump in and talk. Well, every now and then when I felt like I had time and space and, you know what, I really like this client, I would go onto their sleep log on Google Sheets and I would give comments and I would tag them so they'd see it. Right? So you hit that little at symbol, I type in their name and then type in the comment and put emojis and things like that. And every single time that happened, they would comment back and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you saw this. This is so great. It was an upgrade without saying you're getting an upgrade. So it's those little extra, like going the extra mile for people. I equate that to like the free water bottle that the resort gave, right? Those little extras that you can give to people, just make them feel special. Everybody loves feeling special. There is not a single person out there who doesn't love to get a perk. So I wanted to share this with you guys as I just kind of had these little thoughts as I was sitting in that lobby yesterday to come to you and share this with you, and take this and run with it. There are so many other little ways that you can upgrade people and give people the perks. So share with us, what are you doing and how are you doing that with your clients. I would love to know. Taking this a step further this year in 2022, I want you to tell me what you're doing with this. So here's your homework. Take this podcast lesson and implement it this coming week. Okay. Then what I want you to do, it doesn't have to be next week, sometime within the next month, as you try this out, would you tell me how it goes? It's so easy to do. I want you to open up your phone, open up the voice memo app. Now, a little secret, don't hold your mouth directly on the phone. That's too loud. Hold it like a few inches away and just speak and tell me what happened. Say, I took the challenge to give an upgrade and this is what happened. And just tell us the story. And then email that voice memo to me, Rebecca at thesleepsorority.com. And I want to share it with all of our sisters. Okay. So take this upgrade lesson, go implement it and tell me what happens. I can't wait to hear and to share it with y'all. Cheers. Talk to you soon.